You're with SBS Radio.
Okay. We have this morning David Seddon, a songwriter, poet, Australian. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Annalyn. How are you?
Good, thanks. And thank you for gracing us this interview this morning.
That's quite okay.
Yes. I know you're a self-funded songwriter and a poet, but first let's talk about your poetry book, which is coming out very soon.
Yes, we're hoping, Annalyn, to get, I've put a collection of poetry together. They deal with very aspects of life, like we have, a crisis, worldwide crisis. We also have, a couple in there for the children, and there's a couple of humorous ones in there, and I also deal with addiction problems amongst the young, and I've tried to write a little bit heartfelt about those problems. So I try to cover a lot of aspects in my poetry. There is a bit in there about transgendering. I've known a few people who have transgendered, so there's a bit in there about that as well. And I've tried to cover a great sort of variety of topics in what I've written about. I met a Filipina lady called Maria Reyes, who has kindly illustrated my poems for me, and we are hoping perhaps to upload them. That will hopefully envisage about a month or 6 weeks when we can promote the book as such.
Yes. And how did you become, how did you know Maria? Because she's a student in Sydney, isn't it?
That's correct. I met Maria through a site called Airtaster, where you post, what you want people to help you do, accompanies various jobs. And I met Maria through that. So, and it was an ideal meeting in the fact that she's a very good illustrator, I think, and a very clever young lady. So that is how I did meet her through Airtaster. She undertook the task and, of course, presented me with these very nice illustrations to complement my poetry as such.
Mm. And what do you call your book?
Notes from a Nerd in Need.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yes, it is. It is, as I say, a eclectic, about life in general and people struggling. And then a lot of triumphs too in the poetry. I hope I've conveyed that at least. I hope people get a little bit of out of my prose and what I've written. So hopefully that will we have had some copies printed, but we're hoping for additional material, quite a bit of it, to upload from some of the sites in about 4 weeks to 6 weeks time, so that should be readily available there.
Yes, and beside from your illustrator, who is a Filipina, you've also been to the Philippines for numerous times.
I've been to the Philippines numerous times. I'm very sorry to say I'm not versed in Tagalog, but as we know, most Filipinos speak English, which is very good, so I have no trouble in communicating. In fact, I have written a couple of songs that are Filipino-based. I have one for a lady singer, so if any young lady singers are out there, please feel free to contact me if you go from here to Manila and back, or if, I do have a couple of Filipina-themed songs, which I think are they're laid-back, rather middle-of-the-road songs, which I think would be very nicely recorded and promoted if it can be over there.
Mm. Can we name your song? Can we mention it?
Well, yes, there's one called Missing Manila Anew, and there's another one called Show Me Manila in the Morning. As I say, they're ballads, layback type ballads. So, as I say, if any of your listeners are, I'm doing a bit of self-promotion here, but if any of your listeners are interested in contacting me, you have my details there, Annalyn, and if you would pass them on to them, email is probably my best. That would be great if anyone would contact me with an interest in that, and we could promote them both here in the Filipino community, hopefully, and over in Manila. I've travelled extensively in the Philippines over many years, and having been to Manila, Cebu, Boracay, Iloilo, where I have friends, and I've seen a little bit of outside of the capital, you know, and have always been impressed with the friendliness of the people and the care that I've received and the kindness I've received on my travels over there. So I, you know, keep on going back there quite regularly.
What's the first thing that interests you to go to the Philippines?
I think the culture, a different culture from what we have in Australia. I would, I think the family formation in the Philippines, if I'm right in that, Annalyn, would be, it's a lot perhaps stronger than we have in our culture as such. And I think that's a very, many Filipinos, and I'm speaking of the ones out here, I find very hardworking people. When they settle in this country, they're very hardworking. And I would, you know, that they strike me as, and that strikes me as their work ethic is very good, although I'm retired myself, being a bit more mature. But yes, I've always found quite, and of course the parallels with them able to speak English is of course a blessing in itself, in the fact, as I mentioned before, unfortunately, that I haven't learned Tagalog, and one of these days maybe I will.
Yes. Aside from you getting inspiration through your travels in the Philippines, what else do you intend to do in the future connecting Philippines?
I'm sorry, Annalyn, sorry I missed that, sorry.
What do you intend to do in the future that connects Philippines and your interest?
Well, as I say, I am hopeful through my songs, and I haven't done any poetry actually set in the Philippines yet, but that may be, I've only I've been a poetry writer for numerous years now, so I've just had the inspiration to sort of put them in a book, put them down, and it has come out as we have self-published this. So it is interesting in that, and that, I mean, if I travel or if I have an occasion to spend some time in the Philippines, that's, you know, several months, hopefully I would be able to envisage writing about the people and the point of view I get over there.
Last question. If you are to convey what is the fun thing in the Philippines, because I know it's more fun in the Philippines is the tagline. What's the fun in the Philippines for you?
Music. Music and movies, Annalyn. I love the Philippine. You know, I mean, I'm not that conversant, but I like people like Nora Anor, as you know, Vice Ganda, Mr. Vice Ganda. People like that, I think, are always, they're very hard. They're very good with their craft, and they struggle very hard. And they have, you know, I know you have a lot more. I must admit to you, so when I first went to the Philippines, which is quite amusing, I would suppose. Being from Australia, I was very ignorant when I first travelled to the Asian region. And I didn't realise, of course, I thought that the Philippines and the Thai people, with my ignorance, would not have no movies. They would rely solely on American culture or English culture. What a shock I got. Some of you had your own stars and your own industry. And a very, very big music industry and movie industry it is too. And very fascinating too.
So for Australians like yourself, will you encourage them to go to the Philippines?
I always do, Annalyn. I always do. I always make it a point of saying that I feel that some countries in the Asian region have become very expensive now for us to travel, and I always try and steer people towards Manila, you know, and the countryside outside of Manila and Bangkok as two viable options, which I think are very Travelling there is a pleasure. It's so short. I'm not a good flyer, and I really encourage people to go to Manila and certainly to get out of the capital and explore the other regions of the Philippines whenever I can.
You can be a good ambassador for the Philippines then.
I'll be, Adeline. I will be.
Thank you very much, David Seddon, and all the best to you.
Thank you very much, Annalie. Bye.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.